Yes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show is on the air.
And I'm Margaret Gray, along with General Galen Shaw.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard. And these are very interesting rhythms of a band called Animals as Leaders, with a song called A Brain Dance, from the Madness of Mary. Let's listen, shall we?
Let's not.
Very good. Thanks, guys. You don't like this song? It's very interesting.
This is one of the first songs that you've led this show with that I can take that doesn't make me want to vomit through my eyeballs.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm serious. Sometimes I want to throw up through my eye sockets.
God damn, man.
Hey, watch your language, all right?
General, that's a pretty funky...
It may be funky, my friend, but it's me.
Anyway, thank you very much. That is kind of a cool song from Animals as Leaders and The Madness of...
No, it's called The Brain Dance.
The Brain Dance.
Maybe that's what happened to Bud's brain. He was in one of those dance contests and it just collapsed.
Okay, great, beautiful. Thank you, Bud, for that. World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. So, what's going on, man? I'm completely,
The show yesterday, the Kenny Slagg show, we've gotten an awful lot of commentary on.
Yeah, so what's going on with that?
Well, the Kenny Slagg show today, they had a guy, apparently he's drinking vodka now, and...
Yeah, the engineer.
Yeah, this engineer that they got for Slagg.
Right, well, they come in here and they use this studio. That engineer, a guy named McLemore, is that his name?
I have no idea, but the complaints from the listeners were... That man is continually interrupting Mr. Slagg. He's drinking on the job, and he's yelling out the word general.
Well, yeah, he's yelling bullshit, you know.
For what?
Every time Slagg does something, he yells bullshit.
Now, I talked to Charlene Grutt, who is Kenny's producer. Charlene is a tough chick. She's been in the business a long time. But even she is ready to just... go stark raving mad, you know?
Yeah, she's gonna come right out of her shorts, man.
Yeah.
He come out of her shorts.
She's getting nuts with this guy. All right?
Well, I got nothing to do with that.
Well, apparently they're using this studio.
I thought they were using a studio in Phoenix.
The studio in Phoenix is being used by... apparently it's infected with some disease.
I don't have any idea, all right?
Well, apparently they can't use the studio they usually use, so they use this one of Mr. McLemore. But he's claiming he owns the studio.
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. He claims he owns this studio.
All right, he may claim that he owns the studio. I know I gave permission to Mr. McLemore to do business out of here.
Well, he says he owns the studio and that he'll behave in any way that he wants.
Well, so far, nobody has told me anything.
Yeah, the guy's going, hey, bullshit, every time Kenny Slagg says something, you know?
Yeah, well, excuse me, bud, I can do it better. Every time Kenny Slagg says, I mean...
Here, I'll do it. Anytime Kenny Slagg says something...
Wait a minute, man.
You mean anytime Kenny Slagg says something?
That's the word, yeah. Apparently this guy yells out bullshit and so forth.
It's not my problem.
What do you mean it's not your problem?
It's not my problem. This is not my problem. I mean, if the guy's paying his... he's renting the studio. He's doing it as a subcontractor. He's bringing clients in. You know...
I thought you knew Kenny Slagg.
I know Kenny Slagg. I'm not a-hole buddies with the guy.
Well, you don't vouch for him?
Excuse me, Robert.
Sorry, you don't vouch for him.
No, I do not. What do you mean, vouch for him?
You know, if you vouch for him...
Yeah, do you vouch for the guy?
What guy?
Kenny Slagg, for God's sake, Phil.
I can't... In what sense am I supposed to vouch for the guy?
Is the guy honest? Is the guy forthright?
I have no idea.
You have no... He does the Principles of Abundance?
No, yeah, I have no idea. All I know is that Mr. Slagg is he does a show, and that Mr. McLemore uses the studio, and you're telling me Mr. McLemore is misrepresenting himself?
Yeah, apparently he's saying that he owns the studio, that he's allowed to say bullshit, and...
Well, whatever he does in the studio, as long as he's paying me the rent, I don't care what he does.
Well, he's yelling bullshit, and he's telling Kenny Slagg to stick it and stuff it up there, too.
Well, he's not... whatever that means. I mean, basically, he's giving a kid a hard time.
I don't care. I mean, I don't know anything about Kenny Slagg. And,
well, all right, Phil, so we'll,
Why are you guys taking an interest in this?
Bill, we're getting a lot of complaints.
I've talked to a number of people who've been telling me about this. One of them is that friend of yours, General.
Hoffman?
Yes, I talked to Max Hoffman today, Phil. And Max...
Is that the writer?
Yeah, Max does what business is it of yours?
I talked to him today.
What are you doing talking to him?
Because he called the station.
Well, get a load of this guy.
Look, don't worry about it. So what about him?
Well, Mr. Hoffman said that he had been in touch with this Kenny Slag because he wanted to write an article about him. And Slag said that this Macklemore was a real, excuse my language, he put the word that way, I didn't, douchebag or douche or whatever.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, Max is going to come on the show. He's going to talk a little soccer or football, as they call it.
Yeah, so I understand. I can't do anything about Kenny Slag or this Macklemore guy. I can't do anything about the quality of... I can do something about this Macklemore guy saying that he owns the studio, which he doesn't, till he's misrepresenting himself. I suppose he is, yeah. But I can tell him, don't do that anymore, because that puts... You know, basically what that means is he says that he's sort of the guy that runs things. So if somebody comes in here and causes a problem or there's a problem and they think it's going to be him that's paying for it, and it turns out it's me, you know...
No, I don't understand.
I don't either.
Never mind, man. Okay, well, it's nobody's business but mine.
Well, it's your business if you know what's going on.
Yeah, if you don't know what's going on, it's not your business. I mean, it is your business, but you're dead to the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm dead to the world.
Phil, this is something that's happening, and it's something you should be apprised of.
I will talk to Mr. Slag. I'll talk to Gut, or what's her name?
Grut, Catherine, Charlene Grut.
And she's the producer?
Yes.
All right. And I'll talk to her, and I'll talk to Macklemore, and find out what the hell he's doing.
Well, apparently he's slugging the vodka down and telling Kenny Slag to shove it, telling him to shut up.
Not my business, not my problem. If that's the way he wants to run his session, it's none of mine.
And he counts things. He goes, 1, 2, 3, you.
Yeah, no, 1, 2, 3, Yuri. 1, 2, 3, belches. Or 1, 2, 3, my butt.
What does that mean?
That's the way he counts it down.
The way he counts down the...
Well, he's counting it down when he tells the guy go, or whatever the hell you people do.
Not my problem. The only problem that I would be involved in there...
Phil, the man is misrepresenting...
No, I know. That's the part. I will tell him, don't say you own this place when you don't own the place. I got to do traffic, because now we're way behind the eight ball. This one here is Bob Bakey. And Bob?
All right, Phil, I got you. I'm sure on the Hoverpump Freeway. I'm about Hollywood Agaba. And I'm telling you, it'll be up until 10 o'clock this morning as you drive down, you wind it down to downtown there. Going up the high side of the green, there's a green trim. There's some green up in the freeway fast lane. Going to come on down the harbor and go on down the road. And the Wizard of Oz, too, as you want to get in and see that little Dorothy out there with the big bad chance, the big bad man. Let's try that Skyboy now.
I'm going to turn here on the south side, on the west side, the north side, all around town. Get around the hopscotch, go on down the big train. And I'm caught up, need to go down to 42nd Street. Let's go down now to a boy, it's going to be in a sweet town. And I'm going to go down to a go, 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 ba, ba, ba. My daddy was a da. Go down to a boy,
ba, ba. My daddy. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Boy, it's Sky Baby Sweet Town. Anybody got a handkerchief?
Some of the finest tastes that money can buy. Available now at the Chivas restaurants in Los Angeles, El Monte, Pico Rivera, and the beautiful sky city of Sierra Madre. Hello, my name is Alfonso, and we want you to look up the Chivas restaurant. Nothing in the world will prepare you for the culinary delight, for the taste bud delight we have for you at Chivas restaurant. Chimichanga, Mango Tanga. We have the overdone Godzilla, also the Godzilla. You cannot believe the food, and it's not Mexican. I know you think it's... You think it's Mexican food? Yes, we fooled you. This is a German food restaurant. The Chivas restaurant in Sierra Madre, El Segundo, El Picano, El Picato, and in Los Angeles.
Yavol!
Bill Cuthbert says one of the finest films that has ever been made. A movie so breathtaking, so grand in scope, you won't even think you're in a movie. You'll think you're living the life. Down by the River. A film of unexpected quality, says the New York Times. Something for everyone, says the Los Angeles Times. And a spiritual journey inward, outward, and then inside outward, says the Chicago Tribune. Yes, Down by the River. Down by the Riverland now at the Bosco Theaters, rated RPG.
And we gather at the river.
I'm only kidding.
That hoe alone cause she was ratchet.
Welcome back, World Famous Phil Henry Show. Got a fun guy on the phone we haven't talked to in a while. Max Hoffman, who's a sports writer, and Max writes for his Liga magazine, which is in Germany. It's a national magazine in Germany. Thought we'd get him on the phone and talk here a little bit about football. I got kind of pissed off this weekend, excuse my French, when I saw my select team, Everton, lose to Burnley.
Now, Phil, you got involved, and I'm not really sure how this all started. The
What started?
Your interest in English football. It's not disturbing. Don't get me wrong, but it's seems almost affected.
Yeah, it sounds like you're just trying to be a big man and everything.
Now, what's that about? I'm trying to be a big man.
Well, I mean, people have called up and said, "What's Henry talking about? English football for? He don't know what it is. Don't know what it is. Don't care what it is." The guy said, "You don't care whether they live or die over there."
Well, I happen to do care. Okay.
Yeah, well, what is this Everton?
That's the team that I started to be a fan of because Everton was a team that I got turned on to when I was in England back in the 80s. They had just won a few, championships.
All right, now slow down, son. You're going... you sound like you have some real problems there.
Just sit down, all right?
I am sitting down.
Well, I just said that for the effect.
Let me get Max on the phone here. Wolf Hoffman. Did I call you Max? I meant to say Wolf. Man, it's been already. It's one of those mornings.
Yeah, that's okay.
Wolf, how are you?
Good, Phil. I'm glad to talk with you. And hello to everyone there.
Hello, how you doing, Wolf?
I'm good. Yes, thank you.
Where are you?
I'm in Boston right now, and we'll be heading back to Berlin tomorrow. I was looking at some Major League Soccer and going back to Bundesliga to take a look at Europe because Champions League and Europa is firing up.
Yeah, now, Wolf, we were giving Phil a hard time here about his love of Everton. See a lot of American fans, huh?
Could you say that again?
Do you see a lot of American fans?
Yeah, do you see a lot of American fans of the European game?
Oh, yeah, sure. There's lots of American fans of the European world football, really. They usually live in Europe. But there's more and more Americans who enjoy the sport in the United States. That's for sure.
Now, what about Mr. Henry, like Everton?
You like Everton, huh, Phil?
Yeah, I do. Everton's my team.
Now, why did you start with them?
Well, I got turned on to Everton when I was in Liverpool, England, back in the late 1980s. I was befriended by some Everton fans. We got to talking in a bar one night, and I just they gave me a scarf. And like I say, Everton, I think, had just won the Premier League. And so...
They became sort of a sentimental favorite, right?
Yeah, you could say a sentimental favorite.
Do you encounter Americans, Max, that are, I mean, Wolf?
What do you want to call me Max for?
There was a book that Phil was reading on World War I, and there was a General Max Hoffman, and he's got that stuck in his head, and so it's getting stuck in all of our heads.
Yeah, well, it's not stuck in my head. I know that my name is Christ on a Crutch.
Well, you don't need that language, all right?
All right, Margaret, sorry. But, no, my name is Wolf Hoffman. So, whatever,
Well, you're a made-up voice, too.
Yeah, I'm a made-up voice. Since when is everybody saying that?
Since I started doing a disclaimer at the beginning of the show.
You're doing what?
Mr. Henry's doing a disclaimer at the beginning of the show to say that he does all the voices.
So, in other words, I've got to play ball with this and say, oh, yeah, I was thinking Max Hoffman, too.
No, you do not. You can do anything that you want to do, you know.
Yeah, within parameters of what you allow me to say.
Right.
Well, what we're saying, Wolf, excuse me for calling you Max... we have been giving Phil a hard time about being affected in his love of English football like he's all this and a bag of chips, you know?
Yeah, well, look, in Europe, you will see the same phenomenon reflected in some European fans of American basketball, American football. You will see some of the affectation people are into bowling, American PBA. A huge fan base of PBA in Finland and some of the Scandinavian countries.
Really?
Yeah. Big man. I'm a big PBA fan. I love it.
PBA, Professional Bowlers Association.
Yeah. And you see a lot of people that hang out in these bars and some of these dockside places in Finland. And they'll start talking about some of the sports' bigger names as if they know it. And I got into a little bit of a shoving match the other night. I was at a place in Helsinki, and I was talking to a sports writer up there by the name of Heikki Mäkulä. And he says to me, did you see that split frame the other day by Bob Chiarot? at the Acklin Open. And I said, no, I did not. I said, but are you going to start to, you telling me you saw it? He says, yeah, I saw it on the satellite TV. And everybody starts crowding around him, and what do you call it here in America? You say he's kissing his, you-know-what, you know?
Yes.
All right. And I said, okay, you tried to tell me, and I started to get a little upset. I said, everybody was crowding around him and giving him a lot of love, you know? And so I got a little miffed, and I started pulling people away and going, hey, Mikula, where do you get off talking about the PBA? What do you mean a split frame and all this bull? He said, hey, you know what, read it and leap. You know, if you can't, did you see the Akron Open, Phil?
No, I did not see. I don't watch any bowling. I don't watch bowling till the spring.
Well, now it's become year-round. I don't know if you know that or not.
No, it's interesting to hear you talking about bowling. We thought we were going to talk about football.
No, I'll get to that in a minute, but I wanted to tell you because you are talking about people who have a passion.
Yeah, there's a lot of people with a passion for bowling in Europe.
That's right, yes.
All right, so what, in other words, happened when this gentleman who is a Finnish sports writer?
When you say a Finnish sports writer, it was funny, Robert, because I was beginning to think, yes, he's finished, all right, as a sports writer, but no, he's Finnish. As in from Finland.
Right.
And it said, but I got to remember that one. Hey, I said, hey, Hecky, you're finished. And he'll say, yeah. I said, see, right there. You are. You're done, man. You're finished. You're in the dumps. Give him the big thumbs down to see what he does. It'd be funny. But yeah, I'll tell you this. So he says he's talking all this stuff. And I said, you know, and so I shoved him. I said, shut up. You know, he goes, why did you shove me? I said, just shut your hole. You are nothing but a Finnish, you're a dirty, filthy Finnish wastrel. You wish you could go to America to look at a bowling tournament to make you think you are such a big man. And he said, well, what do you do? He says, you are lousy. And then he used the clout. So,
oh, God, it didn't get that.
Yeah, it did, you know.
I hate that when people have to start to bring in nationality and bring in those slurs.
Well, he did. He said, what are you? You're big, dumb clout. I said, you dirty little... So it got into a pushing match, and they broke it up. I'd been drinking, he'd been drinking. We're drinking that cheap Finnish... it's like a whiskey. Cheap Finnish fish whiskey, you know? Do you ever had that, Phil?
No, I have not. You're talking about it's whiskey made from fish oil?
Yeah. And it is lousy. It's a right. It's like a vodka. I should call it a whiskey. It's like a vodka. It's a fish vodka. It's the worst. And I was drinking this stuff. It's like drinking motor oil. It's horrible, but it was all they had. It was all I could afford, you know, because what happened was this. I'd been on an expense account.
All right, okay, I believe you. I believe you. We just want to move on with the story. So we're talking here, folks, by the way, with Wolf Hoffman from Liga's Magazine. He is based in Germany. He's right now in Boston, and he's on his way back to Europe tomorrow to finish out coverage of the Champions League and all of the big football action that's happening in Europe. And we're talking about the bowling aficionados in Europe, which I did not know that they had. What other sports are Europeans, especially the sports writers, what other American sports are they into?
Well, you know, it all depends on the seasons, like anything else. But Mikola, you know, for instance, talking bowling, I know a lot of guys that write bowling in Germany, and they get into LPGA, for instance. They're a huge following for LPGA in Germany. Denmark, Copenhagen, Scandinavia, this thing, you know. I don't really, not in Italy, I'm not in France that much to tell you much about that, but they love the LPGA. And the big women, it's nothing to do with the sex, you know, they like the big chicks, you know.
But what are you talking about? LPGA is what?
That's the Ladies Professional Golfing Association.
Yeah, LPGA, Ladies Professional Golfing.
You gotta be kidding me. And they like the what?
Well, they like the big legs and the big, thick thighs. They love it. And they all have their favorites.
That is absolutely the most unusual. I don't know whether I like that or I don't like that. So, in other words, it's sort of a reverse of the beauty of the ideal, right?
No, but it's not about the beauty, Margaret. They love to see the LPGA. I'm talking about the Finnish, the Norwegian sports writers, the Swedes, and the Germans. Love to see the big, broad, big, fat. I don't know how to put it.
Fat?
Yes. Yeah, fat. And in fact, the LPGA, they have been pushing for a long time, and they've been lobbying for a long time in Europe, for LPGA in Europe, and there's ladies to get the really big fat ones in there, you know.
Why would they want that? It's not very athletic, obviously.
No, I would not say that, because you get the big girls, the big fat chicks, excuse me for putting it that way.
You mean the large women?
All right, if you want to say plus size, all that, that's fine. But no one's who's going to know what you're talking about over here. But you'll see a big chick get out there and nail this ball. And I swear to God, Phil, this is not good. You come over here, I'll show you. No one hits a ball further, a golf ball further, than a big woman. Even a guy like John Daly, he hasn't got a prayer in a driving contest against a big woman.
Why is that?
I think it's the hips. I swear to God Almighty, I think it's the hips. When you've got a pair of hips on you, and you know women already have they have it on us in terms of the hips, the radius, the width, and all that, and you got a big gal, and she really turns at the hips, she can send that thing, if it was a human head, it would be just like in the cartoons. It would be... I'm laughing to think, you know, like in the cartoons, you know.
Yeah, like in a cartoon when the ball goes, ah!
Exactly, but right there, he's got it. The ball would come at you going, ah! You know, I laugh every day that I think of that, every day and every night that I think about that.
Let me ask you something right now, if you don't mind, Wolf.
Yeah?
Are you drinking now?
Am I drinking? Listen to him, my friend. Yeah, sure I am. I'm in a restaurant right now. I'm having dinner with some compatriots of mine that I've stepped away from the table.
All right. So he's drinking. I mean, the whole thing about the ball going, ah, you know.
Well, okay. You can laugh if you want to.
I'm not laughing. I'm a little bit concerned.
Well, General, he's having himself a good time.
Yeah, General, I'm having a good time here. You know, God damn.
All right, I'm sorry. All right, we're talking here with Wolf Hoffman from Ligas Magazine. Let's talk about football, though, soccer, Wolf, if you don't mind, for just a second. Yeah, the guys are giving me a hard time about Everton. I've always heard that the Premier League is one of the top leagues in the world, if not, at times, the top league. And then, of course, I hear about Bundesliga, the German league.
Yeah.
Which of the leagues that you cover, and you cover the European leagues, which would you say is the best, and how do they stack up against any of the other international leagues, like in South America and so forth?
Well, first of all, let me tell you something, my friend. There's no better football played in the world than in Europe. Now, that's not to say the best players are from Europe, because, as you know, European football has attracted an international group of players, Korean players, this young man's son with Tottenham, Japanese players, and so forth. They have Russian soccer up there in the Manchester City, and the Africans and the Belgians. Lukaku there for your team is Everton team, right?
Well, but he's Belgian.
Well, yeah, okay, but he's black. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what?
So what's that got to do with it?
Well, he's not really a Belgian, is he? He's.
I think he's born there.
I think he was born there.
Well, you know.
Okay, so what? So he's black.
I'm just saying. I thought he was African, Robert. I swear to God, I didn't mean anything by that.
No, I think he was born in Belgium.
All right. So he's born in Belgium. But you know what I'm saying? So what Europe has over the rest of the world, guess what it is? Anybody want to guess?
Say that again. What is it again?
What does Europe football have over the rest of the world? Margaret?
Well, they have great coaches.
All right, they've got great coaches, but that's not it. That's why they got great coaches elsewhere. Bud?
What does Europe have over the rest of the world when it comes to soccer?
Yes.
They got better facilities?
No, not necessarily, although they have great top-notch facilities. Okay, let's see, Robert. Did I ask you, Robert, already?
No,
Because I'm getting a little bit pissed off now that you...
What are you talking about?
Yeah. I've asked you, what does European soccer have over the rest of the world? And you guys are sitting there spanking it.
We are not. Excuse me for using those phrases.
I'm sorry, Margaret. Does anybody want to take a guess?
I would say I would agree with. Well, you said no. The thing that Europe has over the rest of the world is that they've got. They've got the. Did Robert say facilities?
They've got money.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Money, baby. That's what they have. European football has money, you know.
All right, we get it, Wolf. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's money. They they have more money in, especially in the Premier League. The Premier League is made out of money. The Premier League has something now that the rest of the European, these other chumps, and, you know, the thing that bothers me is I'm covering Bundesliga. Great players in Bundesliga. Everyone thinks that Bayern Munich and all these teams are so great. No, they're not. The top-level teams in Germany are good. The low-level teams in Germany are the worst. I mean, they're garbage. And so where you're a Premier League team, every week they've got people up and down the table beating their brains out. In Germany, you can rest your players against some of these two-bit douche, excuse me for saying this, Margaret, these douchebags, second, Jesus, yeah.
All right, so the lower division teams in Germany stink.
Oh, stink. They're the worst. Same thing in France, same thing in Italy. Now you go to a Premier League, every team up and down the table is kicking your, beating their brains in, night after night, week after week, year after year. And so, by the time those teams come to Europe to play Champions League, they get their ass handed to them. And that's what I'm talking about. But it's very competitive.
All right. Well, if England, Great Britain, the Premier League has the money, and they got more money than a part of the world, Europe has lots of money, I don't see why they can't. Obviously, they can afford great players, so they're going to have the great teams.
Yeah, they're going to have the great teams, but here's what happens. Every time those teams come to Europe to play the Champions League, Europa League, they get their ass kicked. You know what I'm saying, right?
Well, you look, Max.
No, they get their ass kicked. Shit.
What is the problem?
I'm sorry, you know. Hey. What? My wife heard that. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. Phil, I'm sorry. Let me get out of here. I got to step out. Hey, Jimmy, give me another drink, will you?
Maybe you want to cool it with that.
No, I'm taking a cab. Oh, that Uber, whatever the hell you call that.
Uber?
Yeah. Uber, I love that. No, look, Jen, I didn't mean to yell at you.
What the? You sound like you're taking this personally.
Well, I mean, look, I get sent all over Europe to cover all kinds of football. All right? And the best football that I see is played in the Premier League in England and Wales, right? And by the way, let me tell you one thing. Scottish Premier League, if they had any brains in their heads up there in Scotland, which they don't have, they would take Glasgow Rangers, they would take Celtic, and put them in Premier League.
All right, I've heard that, or that they would combine the two leagues and make it into like a great or a British Premier League.
Well, no, you don't take, but you take only two teams out of there, Scotland. You're not going to take the rest of that crap. And I'm sorry to say that, but
Now wait, you're saying that Europe's got all this money?
No, and then there's Scotland. Okay, so. I take it back.
What is wrong with Scotland?
It's only a 12-team league. It's no good. They've got teams that play in the cow field and I don't know.
All right. Well, so you're saying that the lower division teams in Scotland are not, and I'm not going to have that discussion with you because I know the Scottish Premier League is always, it's sacrosanct. They're not going to, there's no way they'll ever break that league up.
Well, you think so? Huh? Let me tell you something, my friend. Where money talks, horse dung walks. You ever heard that one?
Yeah, about 500 times.
All right. So.
All right. Wolf Hoffman with us here on the Phil Hendry Show as we talk about football. And before we let you go, I want to ask you about any other sport that is big in Europe. Because you mentioned bowling is big. LPGA is big.
Yeah, LPGA is huge in Europe, getting bigger all the time. The women's golf is going to outstrip the men's golf. I really think so. If they get the big fat tub of, you know, it's hard to say.
You know, these are very sexist terms that you're using. I don't think that I approve of these, especially when you're looking to promote a league.
I know that, Margaret, and I don't need the speech.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Wolf, you've had a little bit to drink.
Yeah, you're right. I apologize. But what I'm saying is this. Then I'll let you go, okay? And I got to get back in and sit down and finish my dinner. But, and I got to call Uber. Hold on, Phil. Uber. I'm telling the guy right now, Phil.
Yeah, you want to take the Uber back to the hotel?
Yeah. No, I'm Uber. Uber. The Hotel Ostende. The Laughing Gee. Yeah. Uber! Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
I'm sorry, these guys. You know what I mean by Uber? Uber. It's Oh, you speak English. I'm sorry. I thought I was in Germany. I'm sorry, sir. I'm so hammered that I thought I was in Germany. I was speaking German to this guy, and I should have known he's a fine gentleman, but he's a black man. Forgive me, sir.
Yeah, you know, it's time for you to go back to the hotel.
I'll get back in a bit. But, What was I going to say?
Tell us about any other sport.
Any other sport. They love in Europe, they love the LPGA, they love bowling. And you know what else they're getting into now in Europe? It's funny, is softball. They are nuts for it. And they not only are...
Softball.
Yeah. American amateur softball. They've got magazines about the king and his court, all that baloney, which is old school.
What is the king and his court?
The king and his court is, he's like God Almighty in Europe. He's like God Almighty in Europe.
The king and his court, he was a pitcher, and he had three guys behind him, right?
Yeah. In the 1960s, he was a fast pitch pitcher in the men's softball in America, and he had three guys, three fielders. He'd go out and play anybody. And they kicked their asses, you know, excuse my French. And
the king and his, and these guys are godlike.
Oh, my God. In Germany, they're like, excuse me, I have to say, they're like Christ come off the cross. Uber! Yep.
I got to let you go, man.
All right, Phil, by the way, if you know where Uber...
There is a guy...
Man, that guy's had a lot to drink. He has. Did you know that?
Did I know what?
Did you know he'd been drinking?
No, I did not know he was drinking. No, I didn't, and I will tell you this. It's not up to me.
Well, Phil, you know, we want to protect people, but it sounded like he was getting Uber on the phone.
Yeah, you know, he was talking to a guy in German.
Say that again.
He was talking to a guy in German.
He was talking German to some dude there, and I'm not sure he was making himself understood, but that's... Wolf Hoffman, who we kept on calling Max, I apologize. It's because I'm reading a book right now about World War I, and one of the generals on the journal, or I'm actually finished the book on World War I.
Yes, we heard you talking about it during the pre-show, Phil.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, and in it was a prominent general named Max Hoffman. All right, folks, world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. And I think we're coming back. See, what are we doing?
Well, right now, I'm going to have Steve Bozell on the phone. And Mr. Bozell got to come back. Think about you promoting the Facebook fan page.
Steve Bozell, huh?
Yeah, we had him do some promos for the Facebook fan page last week.
All right, we'll talk to Steve Bozell in a moment. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
There's never been a better time for Sugar Bees. The Sugar Bees Landing. Bring the entire family. Go out on a boat and try and catch fish. And if you get pulled in and dragged to the bottom, there's going to be a lucky $5 prize for the individual that doesn't come up. Yes, Sugar Bees Landing and Sugar Bees Lounge. Go on up, have a couple of drinks, and watch the kids play with the gasoline engine motors driving all over the lake and running into things. Sugar Bees Landing and Sugar Bees Lounge at beautiful Lake Huskagola. Beautiful Lake Huskagola, just 25 miles outside of downtown Los Angeles. Beautiful Lake Huskagola, Sugar Bees Landing, Sugar Bees Lounge. Come on over to Sugar Bees and get pulled under.
Hi, everybody. This is Wes Hurlford. Tell you a little bit about my favorite spot to stop off on the interstate, Mascot's Truck Stop. Yeah, we love it. Wes Hurlford and the Hurlers always stop there. Well, I've been all kinds of places up and down the town. There's no other truck stop than Mascot's, that's for sure. And I can't even rhyme this piece of shit song. Yeah, that's right, Mascot's Truck Stop. Stop in, get a steak, get a salad. Stop in and look at all the little squeeze toys they have, all the condoms and rolling papers. And they got a place where you can take a dump, excuse me for putting it that way, for only a buck. It'll cost you one whole dollar to use the toilet for a half hour if you want. Plus, places to sleep. I like going to Mascot's. I like to lay there passed out drunk. Leave my truck out in the parking lot at night.
Mascot's Truck Stop, Interstate 61 at the corner of DeLuca and 6th. You will find me slowly.
Frat girls still trying to get in. That's the world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And now, Phil Henry.
Thank you, Bud Dickman, and welcome back here, folks. All right, I know we have our good friend. Is that Ray Simard? Is that...
Yes, that's the group that's drummer's ear backwards, and Phil could never quite... he could never quite pronounce that properly.
I don't think anybody around here can.
Well, it's Ray... I'll figure it out.
All right, last week I think we had on the... last week we had on Facebook Steve Bozell, who was doing some announcements for us. He actually did a Facebook Live.
Yeah, did a Facebook Live to tell everybody about coming over to Facebook fan page.
And how'd that go?
Well, as far as we know, it went pretty good, but we do want to get on the the young man who did that, and that was our own Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. And quite the splash you made there, Stephen, on Facebook. Something like, I don't know, it was viewed 15, 20,000 times within a few hours and reached some 50,000 to 100,000 people. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I'm pretty stoked up about it. It's pretty. I had no idea that it was going to be that good, but someone had told me.
Can you get closer to the phone, Steve?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Is this better?
That's better.
I had no idea it was going to be that big until someone called me up here about, I'd say about 5 hours after I did it.
Now, who asked you to do the... This was a promo on Facebook Live.
Yeah, I got a call from Mr. Dickman, who said, you know, we want to put a Facebook Live post up, and we're hoping that you'll get on and do it. And I said, God, I have no idea. So Mr. Dickman come over to my house, and we did it on the back patio.
So Bud, did you hold the camera?
Yeah, I held a...
He had a cell phone.
I had my cell phone, and I just go, okay, go. And he goes, hey, I'm Steve Bozell, and everything like that.
Now, can we see this anywhere?
Well, it's on Facebook, Phil.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can see it on Facebook, on the Facebook fan page, Mr. Henry. And like Bud was saying, he stood there and held it. And by held it, I mean the camera. Because when I had said that, believe it or not, someone had said, is Dickman standing there? And I said, yeah, and he was holding it. And they go, and they got a little uncomfortable. They were shifting from one leg to the other.
What were they doing that for?
Well, you can imagine when I said Dickman was holding it.
Oh, okay. So, all right, enough of that. That's rather childish.
Mr. Henry, I didn't do it, you know.
Yeah, he'd do it if somebody was thinking it or saying it.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
All right, so anyway, you were on Facebook. Now, let's talk about this. Now, in the meantime, Bud, I'd like you to pull up the post.
Yeah, I'm going to look for it now.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to tell my son. Hey, Steve Jr., want to turn that down, son? Turn it down, son. Yeah, thank you. Say it again, Phil.
I was going to say, did you...
Hold on. Turn it down. Turn it down or I'll come over there and kick you. And...
Oh, my God, Steve.
All right, hold on. Come on, son. Turn it down. All right, that a boy. Thank you.
All right, so what was it scripted?
Well, it was... No, it was not scripted. I was told to ad-lib it, and ad-lib it I did. Hold on. Turn it down, son. Turn it down.
Oh, man.
Turn it down. All right. What was your question?
It doesn't sound like he's turned it down.
Hold on for a minute.
My God, what's he doing to that boy?
Hey, Steve.
Hold on.
What happened?
My wife just kicked me in the ribs. All right, I told him to turn the goddamn thing. Okay, fine, I don't care. Oh.
I'm going to call the police.
No, don't do that because I look like a pussy. Don't do it.
The hell, we're not going to do it.
Please don't do it. Shit.
You okay?
Hold on. Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay. I just had to... I'm sorry, I had to release a little gas.
God damn, Dad!
Yeah, serves you right. Serves you right. I just cut one right in the den. Yeah. All right, I'm closing the door.
What is going on at that house?
My wife come over and kicked me a few times. She knocked me to the floor and started kicking me. So I just got up and cut one in the den. My son can live in it, friend. He can live in it.
All right.
Yeah, that's it. Huh? No, keep the door closed. Keep it closed.
Live in it, man.
All right, we're talking with Steve Bozell. I don't want to get into this. We're talking here with Stephen Bozell about a promo that he cut for our fan page on, I guess it was Friday, and it was to promote, Steve, the chat that we were having on Friday night. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. That is correct. And the chat you're having on Friday night is a chat that you have with your fans. Or your BSPs, I guess. And so that's a very specific one, you know, and it's one that people have to be subscribers to get.
All right, now we have finally Bud pulled this thing up, and there you are. Do you see us on the screen?
I'm watching Phil TV in HD. Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. So why don't we go ahead and bring that up, Bud, and see what it sounds like. People are not going to really be able to hear, or people who are not watching us on Phil TV and HD will not be able to see, but they will at least be able to hear this promo that you did for our show. So here it is.
Okay, I'm going to try this again. This is Steve Bozell.
Yeah, it's me.
And I own B&B Construction in Corona, California. I had gone live to remind you of
the Phil Henry Show. Shut up, bud, will you?
What is going to happen tonight at 9 o'clock. Phil Henry asked me to remind you.
Please stop it for a minute.
Due to the cyber...
Mr. Dickman...
But you were going ahead.
Hey, why don't you shut up, Dickman? We want to hear it.
Yes, sir. Because this is my one moment. I've had a very tough evening. I just cut... Yeah, no, you keep that, April, keep that door closed, let the boy breathe it in. All right, go ahead.
What is going on at your house?
Never mind.
All right, here's Steve Bozell and his promo.
Okay, I'm going to try this again. This is Steve Bozell, and I own B&B Construction in Corona, California. I had gone live to remind you of... The Phil Henry Show chat, what is going to happen tonight at 9 o'clock. Phil Henry asked me to remind you, due to the cyber attack or the what have you. I don't know if it was who did it. No one knows. But at 9 o'clock tonight will be the Phil Henry chat, and that'll be on Pacific Coast. If you're on the East Coast, then you can go at midnight. On the East Coast, you don't have to go to the East Coast. I'm real nervous. I own a business. I have a construction business and everything. And I'm hammering this to hell, aren't I? I just destroyed everything. Everything I've lived for. That's weird. I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, please do join us at the Phil Henry Show website. And then another thing, I forgot. Oh, the movie, The Saturday Cinema 2. It looks like there's something hanging out of my nose, but that's not it. It's just an imperfection on the screen. But then you don't have the imperfection. So, and also the backstage pass is the thing I wanted to remind you is not, and I shouldn't say, but it's not sexual or anything. A lot of people will say, oh, does that mean you have a backstage pass to a guy's, no, to a guy's butt or something? No. And I apologize for any sensibilities in that way. All right, see, well, I won't see you tonight, but Phil Henry will. Look, there's my finger, too. Jerry, I want to shut this down now because how do you do it? Right. You just turn the thing.
Yeah, you can just go ahead and turn that down because I look kind of like an ass after that. But there it is.
Let me make a comment if I could.
Yes, sir.
You know, that sounded a little stupid. You're going, there's something hanging out of my nose.
Excuse me?
I said it sounded a little stupid.
Let me put this a little bit more delicately, Steve. It didn't sound very organized.
Well, I thought he did a good job.
You may think he did a good job. Wait.
Phil, I have the floor. It didn't sound as organized as we know you can be, Steve.
What, is that it?
Let me say something, if you don't mind.
No, I want him to comment first. It didn't sound as organized as it might be, Steve. What do you think of that?
Well, it sounds to me like you're zeroing in right in on me, saying that I basically blew a cougar.
We're not saying that you blew a cougar, whatever that means. We're saying that it sounded a little disorganized.
Well, you know, Mr. Bozell, I appreciate your contribution to the show, but you sound a little nervous.
All right, that's the word. You were a little bit nervous.
All right, you can say I sounded nervous. You can say I sounded disorganized, but it all comes out the same way. You're saying I sounded like, speaking of coming out.
Yes?
You're saying that I sound like I'm just coming right out of someone's rectum. Is what it sounds like.
Say that again.
I heard what he said. No, Steve.
Out of someone's rectum is what I...
Hold on. Let's watch this again, okay?
No, I'm not going to go through the humiliation of having them look at me. Okay, I'm going to try this again.
This is Steve Bozell. And I will be in construction in Corona, California. I had gone live.
If you're going
to
say that, I look like an ass.
Hold on. Would you please?
Phil Henry.
Okay. Here's what I want. Let's listen to this. Ed, just listen to it.
Okay, I'm going to try this again.
Oh,
this
man.
Is Steve Bozell. And I own B&B Construction in Corona, California. I had gone...
All right, stop it right there. Steve, do you hear you going, I had...
Yeah, I admit that I was a little bit nervous there, but I go, I had... It's nothing that a lot of people haven't done.
What are you talking about? A lot of people don't do it, yeah. A lot of people have done it, but they're not on TV.
What? What did you just say?
I said a lot of people have done it, but they're not on TV.
He's saying it professionally.
I'm not on TV, man. I was on Facebook Live. What the hell? Are you trying to tell me that the fact that I'm on Facebook Live.
And had gone live.
Oh, shit.
To remind you of the Phil Henry Show chat, what is going to happen tonight at 9 o'clock. Phil Henry asked me to remind you due to the cyber attack.
Stop it right there. When you said what is going to happen tonight, you realize that grammatically that's not right.
When I said what?
When you said what is going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, so what? I come from Tennessee. I don't have a lot of education. I mean, I got a high school diploma, and I got 2 years of junior college, okay?
All right. So the Facebook chat that's going to happen tonight, that's not past or beyond your ability, right?
What? Say that again?
You know how to... Look at Phil. You're wasting your time. Let's hear some more here, Steve. That's a very small point.
What have you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it was...
Hold on.
Who did it? No one knows. But at 9 o'clock tonight will be the Phil Henry chat, and that'll be on Pacific Coast. If you're on the East Coast...
All right, stop it right there. Okay. Now...
Oh, come on, Dickman. Now, you're...
Hold on, what?
Now, he's going hair.
Yeah, it sounded like you were nervous or something.
Well, I heard a little bit of intake of air. I wouldn't nitpick that.
Yeah, I mean, you want me to sit here and have my soul and my pants pulled down?
At midnight on the East Coast. You don't have to go to the East Coast. I'm real nervous. I own a business. I have a construction business and everything.
Hold it right there.
And I'm,
hold it right there.
I'm hammering this to hell. I just destroyed everything.
Hold it right there.
Everything I've lived for.
Hold it right there.
That's weird.
I'm sorry. We only stop it for those of us in the studio.
At the Phil Henry Show website. And then another thing.
Why don't you guys stop the tape, for God's sake? Stop it.
Why didn't they stop it, Mr. Henry?
I just got back from the bathroom.
We thought that only you could say stop it.
What do you want, Steve?
I was going to say that... forget. I can't remember now.
All right, keep playing it. Let's see what it is, else is on this turd.
The Saturday Cinema 2. It looks like there's something hanging out of my nose, but that's not it. It's just an imperfection on the screen.
I admit I did say that.
The imperfection, so. And also, the backstage pass is the thing I wanted to remind you is not, and I shouldn't say, but it's not sexual or anything. A lot of people will say, oh, does that mean you have a backstage pass to a guy's, to a guy's butt or something? No. And I apologize.
Whatever, man.
All right, I'm sorry about that.
I won't see you tonight, but Phil Henry will. Look, there's my finger, too. Jerry, I want to shut this down now, because how do you do it?
That's not that bad, you know?
That's not that bad. If you have a backstage pass, it's not to a guy. You know, and stupid stuff like that.
Steve, I think that what we heard there, and I know that you're capable of better, is a sort of juvenile take on this show.
All right, well, if I can't do a juvenile take on a Phil Henry show, Jesus Christ, get a load of that one. Hey, I'm talking to a guy over here.
Hey, Steve, stay with us. All right. So there it is. I thought my ruling on this, it was adequate, if not really good, by a non-professional. And not only that, Steve, no one has said this to you on the show here tonight. Thank you very much for doing that for us. Thank you very much for going on camera.
I said it to him.
Well, you said it to me on Friday, but you didn't say it to me now. Okay, I don't remember you saying it to me now.
What do you mean, don't remember saying to you now? Now has not even happened yet.
It's happened now.
All right. Well, I want to say thank you, Steve, for doing that. Thank you. As a non-professional, as a guy who's in the construction business, go on Facebook Live and talk about our show. Okay? I appreciate it very much.
All right, Phil. I just don't think people are going to, be yelling at me and everything like that.
All right. I'm sorry, Steven. I really am.
Okay. And
by the way, if I ever hear about your wife kicking you, so that you lose oxygen the way you did, I'm going to call the police.
All right, well, if you call the cops, then that's fine, but she's just going to go ahead and kick hell out of me again.
Hey, Steven, don't even say that, man, because we're going to have...
What? God, cat got your tongue?
We're going to have her put in jail.
Please don't do it. It's the only wife that I have, Mr. Henry. Please.
All right. I don't want to hear about her kicking you.
Okay. Can I tell you...
Steve Bozell from Corona, California, and that is Mr. Bozell talking to us about, and as I said, we thank him very much for being a part of our show by doing the promo for our show last week on Facebook Live, and it's a big, big thing for us. Facebook Live is where it's at. Be looking for more Phil Henry content very, very soon.
World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. We'll be right back.
Jesus.
What does that mean, Jesus?
Knucklebees. Baby supplies in downtown Pekanga. Knucklebees, where the kids go and the babies laugh. Knucklebees has every baby supply you can think of. The babies don't stop laughing at Knucklebees. We've got bibs, we've got diapers, little rattles, all kinds of baby food, and the most fantastic strained beets you've ever had in your life. Go ahead, have some.
No, it's all right. I said to have it.
Yes, the babies will laugh themselves sick when they see Daddy eat their strained beets and have to keep a straight face. Go ahead, have some, sir.
I
said to have it. The kids laugh, the babies laugh louder.
Babies.
When you want something to eat and eating's on your mind, go to Swerdley's. That's right.
Swerdley's Delicatessen. Corned beef, cabbage, cabbage is king, and the flapjacks, mm-mm.
When you want something right and food is on your mind, go to Swerdley's. Delicatessen.
Swerdley's Delicatessen on the northern bank in downtown Getby.
When you want something to eat and eating's on your mind, go to Swerdley's.
Delicatessen.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted Bell reminding you.
Ted.
Yeah.
Of Beverly Hills.
Steakhouse. Come on, duck. Wow. Yeah, that's right. Come to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Chef Carl Chedilia is serving it up big, thick, juicy porterhouse steaks, the Kansas City steer, and oh so much more. And in our prime rib room, Rudy Canoza holds for it.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
In Beverly Hills.
Enjoy my drug, breathe you into my face, numb. Drop it down to that bass drum. I got
what is this about a face?
Welcome back, world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We've run out of time for the show today. I mean, I was having some fun here.
Well, I think that Steve Bozell, you were having fun with that?
Yeah, I was having a little bit of fun with that. I don't know.
A reminder for all of you guys that not only are we going to be having our Friday night chats, but the Sunday night live stream is now a feature, a regular feature. So if you're at a BSP, a Backstage Pass member, make sure that you join us on Sunday nights for our regular live stream of the show that eventually drops as an episode on Monday. That will be another live streaming feature. We'll be doing other live features, including live coverage of the elections.
Now, I know the old boot tournament.
Yeah, we bet that, Mr. Henry.
All right, let me explain.
Explain to people what the old boot tournament is.
The old boot tournament is a golf tournament that has been around since 1983. It was founded by myself and four other buddies, high school friends, and we've been having it ever since 83. This is, God almighty, what is this now?
Well, it's like the 33rd or the 33rd, right?
I believe it is the 33rd.
Is that right?
33rd of the 32nd old boot tournament. So it's been going since we were like in our, I was 31, I think, when the tournament started. It's going to be in the desert this year at the Palm Desert, the Palm Desert Marriott Hot Springs.
Oh, that's a gorgeous hotel.
That one's got the boat in it and everything.
Yes, it has a lovely interior atrium. Wonderful, wonderful hotel.
So they're going to be having it on the course there. And that will be on the 9th, the 8th and the 9th. Can you believe these idiots are having it? I shouldn't call you guys idiots if you're listening, but you are. Can you believe that these clowns are having it on election night?
Well, there you go. Those are friends of yours, right?
Yeah.
Well, why would you be shocked? Jesus, get a load of this guy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're your friends. I mean, they're about as dumb as dumb can get. You know?
I don't think that's dumb. I don't think they did that because they were dumb. I think they did that so they can just get away from the election or something.
Well, you said that it was because some of them are Hillary fans and some are Trump fans.
Yeah, I think, maybe that's their way of smiling their way through it. You know, I'll tell you something about this election. If you let this thing destroy friendships, and I've seen it happening now,
Well, let me get a lot of people are losing friends and loved ones over this thing. They're getting into arguments and stuff.
Exactly. The old boot tournament out in Palm Desert is going to have guys that are Hillary voters, guys that are Trump voters, but they're having this tournament to sort of keep things light and loose and...
When you say loose.
Oh, why don't you clean it up, man?
Oh, the world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive... Are you all right, Phil?
No. Take it easy.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show... Excuse me. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. Go see the old boot tour. Well, no, they can't go see it, can they?
No.
Jeez. Let's set loose.